Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and unfortunately, my rib, my best friend, my player partner, my trophy wife, you know as Katasha Riley, couldn't be here today, but she holding the fort down at Overflow because somebody had to pay the bills. Listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. I'm so very excited today because today we have two very special guests. Columbus, Georgia, please a round of applause for my boy, Jarvis Hamilton. Say hello, Mr. Jarvis Hamilton.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Outstanding. And we also have Dr. J. Arrington.
Hello.
What? Now, what's your whole name, Dr. J. Arrington?
Dr. Lakita Arrington Jenkins.
That's a very expensive name, listen, audience. Now, Jarvis Hamilton. What? Yep. Now, everybody know you as?
J-Bo.
J-Bo. So, we have J-Bo hot on the line with us. And today's Sunday conversation is entitled, because Jarvis does it all in Columbus, Georgia, and the surrounding areas. So, today's Sunday conversation is entitled, Mr. Volunteer is here. Have no fear. J-Bo Jarvis Hamilton is in the building, and Dr. J. Arrington is in the building as well. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Now, Jarvis Hamilton, I know you personally, so I know you have a lot going on. So, what do you have going on?
Okay, as of right now, so I actually do work with United Way. I work with United Way, at MLK Elementary. And so some of the things we got going on, I have this thing called a walk-in school bus where we meet up in at my school early in the morning before school. I have volunteers, and we go out in the community and walk the kids to school. So that's one of my favorite things I got going on right now. But also, I mean, even at my store, the Comeback Zone, I have the Comeback Kids where we help the kids with career opportunities. We let them do some shadowing, and we teach them how to handle money, of course. And other than that, it's partnering with other organizations, Feeding the Valley, St. Luke's. Anybody who needs the help, then I'm jumping in.
I told you, that's why I named this Sunday conversation, Mr. Volunteer is here. Now, next question, Mr. Jarvis. What, name some of the places that you volunteer directly at.
St. Luke and Feeding the Valley.
What do you do for Feeding the Valley?
So we do this thing where we do the buddy packs. So they go to the schools. The kids get them on Fridays. Something extra for them to take home to last through the weekend until they get back to school Monday, because a lot of these kids don't have much at home to eat over the weekend. So school is where they do most of their eating. So at Feed the Valley, they do butter packs. So I help with the butter packs. And at St. Luke, I help with the food pantry when the people line up, and we bag and box up the food and put them in the car. So I do a lot of that. I partner with Damascus Way, getting stuff for the women there, and feeding some of the shut-in families at the house.
Listen, Otis, understand this now. The reason why we asked Jarvis Hamilton, you know him as J-Bo, to come in today is because you have to understand this. This man doesn't have to do what he does in the city. And so when you're talking about, and Columbus is a great city, so when you're talking about what needs to be done, you know, this man is not sitting on his hand talking about what needs to be done in our community. And this man is not even from this community. Correct, Jarvis?
Right.
He's from Montgomery?
Greenville, Alabama.
Oh, Greenville, Alabama. So, you know, shout out to Jarvis Hamilton for all that he does in our great community of Columbus, Georgia. Now, Jarvis, this is kind of like a personal question, and I hope you don't mind. I think I know the answer, but I want to share, why is volunteering so important to you because, you know, I know, you know, you love to fish. You could be out fishing. You could be out, you know, doing a lot of, you know, refereeing or, you know, hosting a sports show. There's a lot of things that you can be doing to make money or just relaxing. So why is it that you feel the need to do so much in our community?
Well, it's a lot of stuff going on in the city with our youth, and it's very easy to see the negative, whether it's on the news, on the young guy on social media, wherever it is, you can find the negative. But the positive, especially for an African-American male, is hard to find. So first thing is I need for the young people to see an adult African-American male doing something positive instead of always negative. Secondly, the only way we're going to build up is if the neighborhood is attached to it. So if I'm going to call myself a community leader, then it's only responsible for me to be out here doing that.
Man, I love it, man. A true difference maker. Now, where does your passion come from to help people? Because, you know, I can speak from my personal experience. I had humble beginnings, and so I really didn't have much growing up. But I remember every coach, every teacher, every Sunday school teacher, every neighbor, every auntie, everybody that helped me along the way when they didn't have to, that they just did it from their heart. And I said, if God ever blessed me to get in position to give back, I was going to give back, because I remember how so many people helped me along the way. Now, what's your story?
My mom. A lot of stuff I do, she do the same thing in Greenville, Alabama. And then she's an older one. Mom is hitting on 70. But every time I call her, she's out in the community doing something, whether it's feeding or pushing voting. Whatever it is in the community that she could be doing, she's always doing it. So, I mean, it came from her straight down to me, so I do the same thing.
But what? How do you – because I see a lot of people that might start volunteering doing something, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of like they lose the fire or they lose the drive to continue to do it. How do you – man, you do a lot around here. How do you continue to light that fire, to be inspired to continue to go on?
Man, the fire comes from, and I never talk about it, but it's two things. The first
that's why we're on the show.
The first thing is the negativity that is being shown means that, I mean, the city is supposedly down, means that we need to get to work. So what we're doing, it never is enough. And the second part is, I mean, a lot of people don't know my story, but in Greenville, right before I left Greenville, I witnessed a friend of mine commit suicide. And that was the driving force. Like, when I left, I moved to Montgomery, then eventually moved to Columbus. But I was like, from this point on, like, I'm going to be working. I'm going to be serving. I'm going to be trying to help other people, because a lot of people are going through things and they don't know how to express it or they don't know how to get help. And so if I'm out there and I'm being seen and being noticed, then at least it's obvious that I'm a resource that can help. And so people can come to me.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Riley, we're in the studio today with Mr. Jarvis Hamilton. You call him J-Bo, and Dr. J. Arrington. We're going to get to you later on, Doc, because you play a very pivotal role in the volunteer industry in Columbus, Georgia. Now, Jarvis, hypothetically, let's say this is a recruiting commercial for potential volunteers in Columbus, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I want you to give our listeners your best pitch. Why should people in Columbus, Georgia volunteer?
It is nothing that's going to make you feel better than when you go out and do something. Donate your time, which is more valuable than anything you can donate. Your hands, And when you know you're helping somebody, when you go back home, the feeling is amazing. I remember Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is my 19th year serving on those days. So we serve in the mornings. But the only reason I do it because I feel good when I get done knowing that I'm helping people. So just the fact that you're helping other people and you have to spend a dime, is that's enough.
Man, I remember one Christmas morning, my wife and I were blessed enough to go out with you guys one time for Christmas. And I remember I stopped at Publix, the grocery store, and I bought some apples. You know, Publix got some good fruit. And I had this real big apple in my hand. And we were passing out Christmas plates. Mm-hmm. And I had the apple in my hand and a Christmas plate. And I remember going up to the guy trying to hand in a Christmas plate, and he took my apple. The apple wasn't part of what we were giving away, but it just tickled me, you know. But, you know, I didn't say nothing because, you know, that atmosphere that we were in at Damascus Way is a, it's almost like it's a giving frenzy. You know, once you're around that them kind of people in that atmosphere, you know, it brings out the best in you. And so I definitely understand that. Now, Jarvis, how can someone volunteer to help you do what you do with those organizations, any organization or with your organization or whatever?
One of the best ways in the city is it's called VOMO. And so that's with United Way. So you can go on there, and it has a list of some of the things that's coming up that you can sign up for. The walking school bus, it's always on there. And all you do is go to VOMO. You Google United Way VOMO, V-O-M-O. And it have everything on there. Everything going on, even with partners, is on there.
Outstanding. Now, how can people get in touch with you, Jarvis Hamilton? Because sometimes people, you know, they want this thing to be personal. And you are a face in the city. So, you know, they want to partner with Jarvis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. You know, they might want to go on VOMO, but then they're like, nah, I want to get with J-Bo. Mm-hmm. So how can people reach you?
So I try to stay a little active on my social sites. But Facebook is a good spot. Yeah, I mean, you can find Jarvis J-Bo Hamilton on Facebook, and you can reach out. My number is out there, so the 706-505-4622, you can always use that to reach out to me, and I'm going to make myself available. And also, a little bit of a plug, but you can also stop by the Combat Zone. That's the Combat Zone with a K. And
it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead and get the information.
I'm using that. That's in Smith Station.
Put the shameless plug in there.
9483 Mullins Road. Stop by there, and I'd be willing to help also there.
Roger that. Now, Dick's next question is for both of you guys. I want you to answer first, Jarvis, and then Dr. J. I want you to answer. Now, I know the dictionary definition of a volunteer, but I want both of you to tell me, what is your pure adulterated definition of a volunteer? And I'm not talking about Tennessee. Okay. What is a volunteer?
A volunteer is a person that donates their heart and soul and sweat into helping other people in the community.
Okay, Dr. J, what is a volunteer to you?
I agree what J-Bo said, but I always say it's someone who doesn't mind giving their all. Because, again, when you get out there and volunteer, you become family. So volunteer has to have the heart and the passion to do the work.
Outstanding, man. Both great answers. And I'm going to go ahead and interject myself into this conversation as well. A volunteer to me is a person who give their money, their time, and their talent without force, helping other people, not expecting to receive nothing in return. And when I mean nothing, no money, no sweet potato pies, no nothing, the joy that you get is satisfaction enough.
Right.
You know, I remember one time I was blessed enough to volunteer with the Special Olympics. And when I tell you, man, if you get an opportunity, please volunteer for the Special Olympics, man, because I'm telling you, man, that would change your life. Mm-hmm. That would, to see how, and you know, Jarvis and I both played ball, you know, high school and college ball. The competitive nature of the people that are participating in the Special Olympics, hey, man, it's something to see. Because them guys and girls, they get down.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, next question. What are some of the things that you do when you volunteer, Jarvis?
So it's either preparing food, serving food, helping parents get resources, donating clothes and shoes. It's a wide variety of things.
Oh wow! How does when you know that this is the thing about volunteering, it changes people's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you, because I know I experienced it. How does it feel when you see the faces of someone where you know that what you did changed the trajectory of their life?
Oh man,
that's powerful.
Yeah, that's that light bulb moment when you notice that you really. So I'm gonna say this on my way here, and this is a little bit of a plug. On my way here, I dropped off food to a family who the daughter said that they ain't having. I contacted mama. She said they ain't having the food. I loaded up some food and I took it to her. But the look on the family, it was a family of four, when I was bringing the food in the house, is the reason I do it. And so, I mean, I got that feeling right now on my way here. And so I still got it in me. So it's that's that light bulb for me.
Outstanding. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Riley, we are in the studio today with Mr. Jarvis Hamilton and Ms. Dr. J. Arrington. And today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, Mr. Volunteer is Here. J-Bo is in the room. Amen. Now, Jarvis, how do you balance your work, your marriage, your business, and volunteering? Because, man, it's almost as long as Dr. J, your name. So how do you volunteer all that?
So my wife is kind of like my partner in a lot of this stuff.
Bingo.
She backs it. So if she can't make it, she does help in any other way she can. So most of everything I do is with her. So that balance of the business with my work and my wife is made easy. And I'm gonna be honest with you, it got made easier after I paired up with my wife. So that's really the way that it works out for me.
Man, that is outstanding. The Bible talks about how else can two walk together unless they agree? And if they don't, they're going to fall into a ditch. So I definitely know because, you know, like you, Jarvis, I work with my wife. And, man, I'm going to tell you, man, it's a blessing, but it's a challenge when you're working with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get alone because, you know, you can look at your wife and just get distracted because the way she looking good and smelling and I'm going to get in something else. But listen, side note, Jarvis, who do you got tomorrow? Georgia, Alabama, and why?
I got Alabama. I think
I'm turn the mic off.
I think they're going to step their game up. And I'm an Auburn fan, by the way.
War Eagle.
So, but if I had to choose one, I'm going to go with Crimson Tide.
Okay. I'm not going to hold that against you, sir. I hope both of them lose. But anyway, Jarvis, what do you have coming up in the future? In business or volunteering?
Okay, we got in February, we got another Nerf, citywide Nerf War. Very important.
I need a date, time, how much, and registration.
It's our Valentine's weekend. I will be putting up the registration for the people to sign up. It's free for the Tri-City. Columbus, Phoenix City, Smith Station is free. And so you just sign up And then you show up, and so this will be the second one. We did one already for Halloween. This is going to be for Valentine. Also, we got another walking school bus in the first Friday of January. The first Friday of January. So anybody who want to get in that, go to Vomo, like I mentioned earlier, and sign up, and you'll be meeting up at my school, Martin Luther King, and we'll be walking the neighborhood, walking kids to school. So go to Vomo, check that out, and sign up for it.
You know, Jarvis, I know I'm quite sure we have people listening, and, you know, they might want to volunteer, but they have a little apprehension or scared, thinking maybe, you know, they don't qualify to volunteer, or, you know, they might need this or that to volunteer. So, Jarvis, what exactly do you need to be a volunteer?
Arms and legs. You need arms and legs to volunteer. So my apologies go out if you don't have any. But if you got them, you can volunteer, because that's all you're going to really need. And a little passion to go with it.
Okay. Is it hard work?
No. At walking school bus, you'll be walking and greeting and smiling. And, so nothing hard.
What should you expect if you volunteer at different places?
I mean, you should expect. Now, you mentioned the hard work. I usually go, when I go volunteer, I expect to be working hard just in case it happens. But I do expect to see positive people, smiling people, and happy people when I go volunteering. That's the main thing.
Outstanding. Now, because when you volunteer, you work with a lot of kids,
mm-hmm,
of that nature. Now, is there a background check that's required to volunteer, or do we have, like, you know, some kind of paperwork you had to fill out or whatever?
No, you don't. And let me throw this out. One thing that you will need background for is, so I'm also partnering up with Big Brother, Big Sister, and I almost forgot. But those boys on that waiting list are waiting for mentees, mentors. And so please follow me on that. I'm having another, and we haven't put the date out yet, but I'm having another bid for a day at the Comeback Zone where all those boys on the waiting list going to be there. And I just want me in there to be there, talk to them, participate in some of the playing with them, and just have some fun. And hopefully someone may sign up for Big Brother, Big Sister. Now, that one you will have to do a background check. But if you're interested, let me know, and I can email it to you.
Well, how can people get in touch with you, Jarvis Hamilton?
The phone number, that's 706-505-4622. And Jarvis J. Bo Hamilton on social media. Y'all can message me there, and I will always reply.
Now, my second to last question, Jarvis, how much time is needed to volunteer?
Most of the time, most of the volunteer things I do is somewhere around a couple hours. So you take a couple hours out of your time when you're going to some of these places. It's usually people don't ask for no more than 2 hours. So, you know, a couple hours, when you can spare a couple hours, you got time to go volunteer.
Outstanding. In closing, Jarvis, is there anything that you would like to say that maybe we didn't cover or ask?
Y'all, make sure that you stay active doing the positive stuff, because these kids are it's almost like they're getting drafted at young ages. And so you can get drafted at the positive, you can get drafted on the negative. The negative is happening more than the positive, y'all. So if we're out there doing positivity, we can try to sway them our way instead of the other way. So make sure y'all keep standing out there doing the positive.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Jarvis Hamilton. Don't go nowhere, Jarvis, because, okay, now, Dr. Arrington. Now, the reason why I asked you to come in, Dr. Arrington, because, Dr. Arrington, what exactly do you do?
Well, I have a nonprofit business called Premier Associates, and we have an integrated approach providing case management, social services, specializing in mental health services as well. But also we assist nonprofits with just building up their agency and their organization as a whole.
You see, that's why I asked Dr. J to come here, because what we do on Overflow, the nonprofit side, and what Jarvis Hamilton do, I can't even name everything Jarvis do.
Right.
But we all need the funding. We need grant writers. We need people to donate. And you are the person that connects all of these people in this gigantic puzzle.
Right.
So, Dr. J, what is a grant?
Well, a grant is simple. It's just an opportunity.
A lot of people going to jail about that opportunity. But go ahead, Doc.
Well, you're right about that. But there are several grants out there. But a grant is just basically, again, is an opportunity for nonprofits, for-profits, and government agencies to obtain this funding to assist their organization as a whole to make an impact at a targeted or a specific area in the community.
Outstanding. Now, Dr. J, there are a lot of people doing a lot of great and positive things in Columbus, Georgia, but a lot of people are not registered LLC. A lot of people haven't received grants, and they're not official, and tax ID and all this other stuff. Why is it important to do all of these things?
It's very important. First, you want to be in the right standing with the IRS. You don't want the IRS or anybody coming after you. So just for the legal logistics, you want to be a part. But in order to also obtain some of this funding, you have to have those forms and those documents and those LLCs and those formations in place in order to receive those types of funding.
And so you are the person that can fill out all that, because I know I can't. So you're the person that can. So how do we get in touch with you?
Right. So you can reach me again in Facebook. I try to stay active again on my social media. So Facebook, Lakita Arrington Jenkins, or you can feel free to email me at premierassociatesconsulting@gmail.com.
Now, why should people apply for grants?
Well, it's very important. In order to enrich and to make an impact in our communities, we and other nonprofit organizations sometimes depend on those funding opportunities to make a larger impact. So in order to get out there and to make the changes that's needed in the community, sometimes nonprofit organizations rely on those funding from elsewhere.
Man, that is outstanding. Now, Doc, is there anything that, in closing, that you would like to say to educate and inform and empower our listening audience?
I just want to say, you know, for those nonprofits or organizations that you know of that are receiving some type of grant funding, go out, like Joey Will said and others, to make that impact. Volunteers to support, because, again, without your volunteer and support, sometimes those grant fundings can go away, because they don't have enough people to help support that and push it further.
That is so very true. You know, all of my children, my baby is 22 years old. All of my children are grown and gone. But I'm still out here in these trenches volunteering, mentoring, because it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in the Bible did I see where God said you can retire and that's it. Well, till the end when he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. So as long as there's breath in your body, mm-hmm. whether you physically able or not, you can do something positive to impact a young woman or a young man's life. And volunteering is a great way to do it. You know, no excuses, whether you volunteer one place or 10 places, man, make a stop. Columbus is a great place to raise your family and stay. But you have to make a difference where you plant it in your community. You can't talk negative about something where you're not doing nothing positive to make the change in your community. So I just thank God for you, Jarvis Hamilton, J-Bo, and you, Dr. J, for doing what you guys do in the community, because trust me, the community is better because of people like, I'm going to say us.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here. This has been Gerald G. Rat Riley of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.